This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Melissa Idris, and it's just past 9:36 a.m. It's time now for The Property Show on The Morning Run, where we talk about all things property. So last month, iProperty held the iProperty Development Excellence Award for the second year running. And this is to honour the best of the game changers in the property industry. So there were 14 categories awarded.
Yes, that's right.
And joining us on the show to share more about the iProperty Development Excellence Award, or IDEA, is Sean Liu, the General Manager of Agents and Developer Business of iProperty.com.my, as well as Datuk Surveyor Lau Wai Siang, the President of the Royal Institution of Surveyors Malaysia for the 2017-2018 session. She's also one of the judges for IDEA 2018.
That's right.
Welcome, guys, to the Property Show.
Thank you, Melissa.
Good to have you here. So I'd like to begin with a look, a broad overview of the iProperty Development Excellence Award. So talk to me a little bit about why this award is significant, what the objectives are. Sean, if you could begin.
Yeah, sure. I think the iProperty Development Excellence Award is an annual event. As you can see, there are a lot of good developments by the developers. They produce a lot of great developments that offer good quality and improve the lifestyle to the consumers. So we just would like to take this opportunity and to aim to celebrate and recognize the success of the developer that redefined the landscape in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. So there will be in total four key significant notes to the consumer and why this award is so important. I think first of all, we do have a team of six esteemed judges from all the industry aspects. So we are honored to have Datuk Lau here together with us.
That's right.
Yeah. So secondly is we also split the submission into two parts, completed developments as well as developments under construction. It also means so we have a fairer judging criteria to do the benchmarking with the same category of the submissions.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why is it important to separate future projects as opposed to completed projects?
I think this is a very good benchmark to compare apple with apple. So developed under construction with development under construction. To some extent, the judging criteria, it could be different. Mm. So if we mix up these two submission and category together.
Fair enough. Yeah. The IDEA also introduced two new award categories this year, right? So Best Transit-Oriented Development and Best Industrial Development.
Correct.
So why is it important to recognize these categories? Is it part of an ongoing trend, Sean?
I would say this is also part of the ongoing trend, especially right now we do have a lot of facilities like the MRTs, the public transportation. Definitely it will play an important part, especially for the first-time home buyer or the home purchase moving forwards.
Right. Yeah. So what I also find interesting about IDEA is that sets itself apart from other property awards is that essentially you not only have a panel of judges, but also you open it up to kind of people's choice, right? So there's online voting as well. So a category for people's choice awards.
Correct.
So why is it important to hear, to kind of open this up to the masses and to let people decide what they think makes a good property developer?
I think in my personal opinion, to be honest, I think out of all the categories, this is one of my most favorable categories. Mm-hmm. So why for me this is very important, particular to developers? I think for three main reasons. I think the first thing first, it helps developers to build up the brand recall. So what does it mean as brand recall? It means the brand recognition to catch the consumer eyeballs when they make the purchase. Okay. Secondly is how we define the brand recognition is how we measure the brand rank in the mind of the consumer. If I would like to make it more layman, to easy to understand in terms of logical sense, so it means the higher the brand recall, the likelihood the consumer will remember your brand, as well as they are getting more favorably and recognized by consumer when they start the purchase journey.
All right. So I'm going to come back to the People's Choice Award for this, and then we'll talk a little bit about that. But I do want to get your opinion, Dato' Lau, as one of the judges. Now, was it a tough race? Was it tough to I guess, decide on who would win these different categories?
Yeah, Melissa, the submissions, I think altogether is more than 60, slightly over 60.
Wow.
And the prices is, I think, so much lesser. So there's a stiff competition for all the prizes. And going by the submissions, they were kind of very close calls for all of them. So sometimes it was like, for me, very difficult to make a decision to give that extra point or to give that lesser point, you know, because they are almost like competitive. But the good thing was that we have a panel of judges, which is quite balanced in terms of professionalism. I mean, besides me as a real estate valuer, we have an architect, and then we have landscape engineers, and I think several others as well, if you can fill me in, Sean. Yeah, so we had quite a balanced view. So it's not just like me, I'm thinking of, you know, how much money we are getting from
this
development.
Very, very well-rounded, right? So you're looking at everything from, you know, even as you mentioned, landscape as well.
Yes,
so
that's
how
right.
It looks like aesthetically.
That's right. So I can have one view, and another guy may have a different view because he's viewing from a slightly different aspect. And all in all, it comes up like, you know, we have a very balanced score.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Of course. So talk to me, guys, about the range of the candidates that were nominated. I mean, just based on the submissions that you saw, what did that tell you in terms of a reflection of the Malaysian property sector?
I think, obviously, we have 45% more submission compared to last year's. The number of developers participate into our iProperty Development Excellence Award also more than compared to last year. I think it's not a surprise at all. You can see most of the submission come from Klang Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably most of the headquarters are also based in Klang Valley itself.
I see.
I think the next submission we received the most are mostly from Johor. Also not surprised because of the massive developments, followed by Penang. And actually, one of the alumni for this year is we also received our submission from other states, which is, I would say, is quite encouraging. So among all the categories, one of the popular categories among all the developers is best residential high-rise. I think for a couple of reasons, I think we just conducted a customer sentiment survey by iProperty.com.ny. We noticed 42% of consumers are preferred condos as well as service apartment. So whether if you ask me whether this is surprising to me, not at all.
Really?
That's the reason why you can see even though this category are having a most stiff competitions. So there's a lot of argument who deserve the best. Yeah.
Yes, so, that's interesting that people are opting for strata living as opposed to living in high rises as opposed to landed property.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in previous generation, you'd used to prize landed
Correct.
Property, right? Because that would mean, you know, it's a certain status symbol as opposed to high rises.
Correct.
I would think that because a lot of the submissions are also coming from the Klang Valley,
mm-hmm.
and that actually has to do with a lot of land costs.
Sure.
Yeah. So because
urban living.
yeah. And because of that, you know, a lot of the stratified developments are also within the Klang Valleys from all the submissions. And so it comes out like, you know, the consumers kind of like preferred. Because they are possibly the respondents are also from the Klang Valley.
Sure. I liked that you separated some of these categories, right? So you had, you know, best affordable development, but you also had best luxury high-rise development, best luxury landed development.
Mm.
So each category, I guess, could be judged on its own merits, right?
Yes, correct. You're right. A few additional points. In terms of the high rise,
mm-hmm.
I think based on our survey, we also have a few outcomes. First of all, we have more submission in Klang Valley, and why people still prefer a condo or service apartment in Klang Valley. I think due to a few reasons. First reason, it could be Gen Y, the millennials. Young families are due to affordability. And most importantly, I would guess, besides the land price and also the land scarcity in Klang Valley. Yeah, this could be some of the reasons.
Definitely, sure. That's I would have to concur with those reasons. And we're going to come back with more on the property show in just a few minutes. So make sure you stay tuned to The Morning Run, BFM 89.9. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Melissa Idris. And today on The Property Show, I have with me Sean Liu, the Managing Director of Agents and Developer Business for iProperty.com.my, as well as Datuk Lau Wai Siang, the President of the Royal Institution of Surveyors Malaysia for the 2017-2018 session. She's also one of the judges for the iProperty Development Excellence Award, or better known as IDEA, for 2018. So this is the second year running. And I want to ask you guys to talk to me about the company or the project that won Development of the Year. So you separated those two awards to future projects as well as completed projects. So with the future projects, the Development of the Year went to Mutiara Rini Sdn Bhd with One Cochrane Residences. And for the completed projects, we had Le Nouvelle KLCC by Wing Thai Malaysia. So what did you see in these two submissions that made them outstanding? Datuk Lau, as one of the judges, would you be able to comment on that?
Well, I would say that actually the kind of like come from a different category in terms of affordability. Yeah. So Le Nouvelle is a class by itself. Yeah. And the design is actually very unique in the sense that it has plants or you know, vegetation that is growing vertical.
Oh.
Yeah. Kind of the facade. So it is something that is green. Yeah, I think something that is we would be looking forward to, something that we are going forward to. And and they are able to incorporate that within their design. So it's actually very different. It's actually a luxury class. And the other class is more of the, I would say, affordability class, which is something that is, I would say, iProperty is doing a CSR project in that sense, because in their competition, there is a great highlight also on affordability of houses.
Well, it's such a big issue right now, isn't it? Yeah,
yes.
And that's what people are
so
talking about.
That is why when they have the class whereby they are looking into affordability, it is something very commendable.
Sean, you want to add to that?
The only thing I want to add is I learned a lot today. You know what? Based on iProperty policies, none of iProperty staff are involved into the judging criteria.
Oh, you keep
including
it very
myself.
Separate.
Exactly.
Right, so were you just discovering the winners
this
today?
This is definitely new to me.
Oh, I like that there's a certain level of transparency and accountability as well as separation of powers.
Yeah,
there.
so we have to make sure the whole judging criteria is open, transparent, and none of the iProperty staff to get involved to make sure everything is fair.
Well, that's brilliant. So I think that's great. And what I'm hearing from you, Datuk Lau, is that what's really important when it comes to judging is the level of innovation that these property developers bring to the table, but also what that means for the property sector, right? So you bring in this kind of innovation, you change the way the property sector behaves or the property industry behaves. And I think that's commendable to award those property developers. I also would like to come back to the People's Choice Award, Sean.
Sure.
So this is unique to me because the public, members of the public have a say, right? They go online and they vote through iProperty.com.my.
Correct.
So how many voters did you see in the end for the People's Choice Award?
We have thousands. We have thousands.
Wow.
So if you look at the participations from our consumers, I think we can see an increase at least 40% more compared to last year. Yeah. So if you look at our monthly receipt, we have around 2 million monthly receipt to our site.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 40 million site view every month into our site. So more or less, you are able to configure how many of them are participate into this People's Choice Award.
How do you get them to participate?
I think first of all, we do a lot of awareness. So that's why actually this is something I want to touch a little bit about brand recall later on. So we write some campaigns to encourage our consumer. We do have our own followers. Mm-hmm. So we just announce news. So ultimately, what we want to achieve is we want to share the good news that all these good developments is going to define the landscape for the consumers.
Sure.
And this is something is going to help the developers to do benchmark to each other, to raise the profile and raise the bar, and in order to bring a healthy ecosystems into the community and society.
So they feel as, you know, if they're on iProperty.com.my already, you know, they're clearly interested in property ownership. So the idea is to be actively involved in shaping the landscape of property in the future by voting, right?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Okay, well, you know, I also want to give a little bit of time to property valuation. So this is something for Datuk Lau. Now, if you could answer, say, from a valuer's perspective, for all the listeners of the Property Show who have, you know, who own property or are interested in owning property, what should buyers consider when deciding on a development?
Well, a lot of time you will hear about brand, like Sean has mentioned.
Like brand recall, right?
Yeah, yes, brand recall, yes. So brand, what is brand actually? It actually is not just the name of the developer. It goes beyond that. When you have a brand, you actually attach loyalty to it. Meaning, if I recognize your brand, I probably come back for a second house developed by you. So you have my loyalty. Mm. But how do you gain that loyalty from me? That is, you have to deliver. You have to deliver not just you know, that very particular development. It must be of quality. It must be timely. So when you have a brand, you have all these very positive factors that is attached to it. And that is one thing that as a purchaser, they will be looking at. Mm. Of course, pricing is one thing. And then affordability, you know, your loan facilities and all that, that all comes in as well. But for the modern millennials, security is another feature. Security. That's why I think they tend to go for stratified properties or even G&G developments.
That's guarded and gated.
Yes, guarded and gated developments. And they would also look for maybe a lifestyle, which, you know, sometimes this type of G&G as well as stratified, they do offer, you see. But on top of that, they may look for transportation convenience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I was saying that when you have a TOD as one of your categories, it's very commendable because you are looking into the maybe the lowest strata of the society whereby their income has not reached a certain level. So TOD is really very important to this segment of the population. If possible, walk from your house or your unit straight into your office, you know. Mm. That is what they would really love to have. So TOD development, to me, is not just a category. It is a CSR project. The way I look at it is CSR project.
It's definitely, you know, there is a segment of society that needs that connectivity.
Yes, yes.
And it will help society
That's right.
Yeah.
So consumers will be looking at things like that as well.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, just coming back to your point about brand recall, brand recognition, it's all wonderful if all these, I guess, all these things are delivered to the customer. But on the flip side, it could also be quite risky, right? So, if you're not able to deliver, property developers are not able to deliver this to the customer, then they risk losing a recurring business from them. So I guess property developers have to take extra care to make sure that they don't renege on some of their promises.
That's why I am of the opinion that developers who have actually won awards such as IDEAS, it is actually exhibiting they are one notch above their peers is a testament.
Sean, do you think that consumers look at these awards, you know, having look at property developers who have won awards and see that as a recognition or one of the metrics that they go, okay, so this property developer has won this award or several other awards in this category. This could influence my buying decision.
Oh, definitely. If you look at the current trend, more and more consumers, they will put more importance into developer reputations. Why is it so? Because they always correlate with the reputation together with the quality, the value appreciation, and the risk of abandoned project. So it will also further strengthen by the recent survey, the Nelson Global Survey of New Product Purchase Sentiment. Mm-hmm. So it stated 60% of global consumer with internet access prefer to buy new products from a familiar brand rather than to a new product.
Right. Yeah.
So this is proven and this is a fact. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Well, thank you both for joining me on the Property Show today to tell me a little bit more or to tell us a little bit more about the iProperty Development Excellence Award or idea. Now, there's so many categories and I'm not going to be able to name all of the award winners here, but you can find them online at iProperty.com.my/idea/winners. Thank you guys for being on the show today.
Thank you, Melissa.
It's been such a pleasure talking to you. That was Sean Liu, General Manager of Agents and Developer Business for iProperty.com.my. Also, Datuk Surveyor Lau Wai Siang, President of the Royal Institution of Surveyors Malaysia for the 2017-2018 session, and a judge for IDEA 2018. I'm Melissa Idris, and you've been listening to The Property Show. We're going to be back next Friday with a look at the most pertinent issues in the property sector. The 10 o'clock news bulletin is coming up shortly, and then I'll hand it over to Frida Liu of Enterprise. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.